many times have people said, oh, don't worry about the little kids, they're resilient. They won't remember. Why would something that happened to a little kid when they were 2 and sitting in the Superdome watching dead bodies flip by impact them when they're 12?
Associate Professor of Psychiatry and Behavioral Sciences at Tulane, studies how stressful events that people experience as children have an impact on health outcomes when they become adults. At the 2015 Gulf of Mexico Oil Spill and Ecosystem Science Conference in Houston, Texas, Drury was invited to discuss the various chemical and non-chemical impacts of the BP oil spill on children. There was just one problem. Children in Louisiana, and in particular New Orleans, endure so much stress and trauma in general that separating out the effects of the BP spill in particular is difficult.
These major life events we looked at, so exposure to domestic violence, having a family member incarcerated, having parents divorced, seeing a family member injured, a major medical illness, we had 12 different events that we counted up. Normal community kids in New Orleans, 32% had been exposed to domestic violence, 25% had witnessed a murder. And 1/4 of our kids, and these are 5 to 15-year-olds, had experienced greater than 5 separate distinct life events.
This is why Drury's goal is to come as close as possible to a global health indicator correlated with a variety of stressors. Her research relies on the measurement of telomeres, which are caps at the end of each strand of DNA that protect our chromosomes. Normally, they become shorter as people age, but in the case of children, they become shorter when kids experience stress and trauma. In theory, telomeres effectively measure stressful events and composite environmental stress, whether caused by an oil spill or by other factors associated with poverty.
Is there one way we can measure stress? And I'm gonna say no. Absolutely, I have no idea how to do it. But we are using a measure that we think captures components of it and potentially may track all of these exposures at a level where I can look at it longitudinally and I can look at it across development. There are now probably close to 40 studies that have shown an association between decreased telomere length and pretty much every negative health outcome you can come up with.
Using a single measurement to track environmental and social stressors demonstrates the interrelated nature of different kinds of stress. If stress caused by the BP oil spill and by unstable neighborhoods is interchangeable when it comes to health impacts, it may be time to see the economic and environmental impacts of public policies in a more holistic light. As Bobby Jindal grapples with a budget shortfall that threatens to slash public education funding while avoiding new taxes on oil companies, one has to wonder if Louisiana's extractive economy is damaging more than the Gulf. This is Jesse Rayford.